Welcome to episode 59 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, so we're doing the picks because it's the end of the season. We each pick one. Avatar is TJ's pick.
We had already seen
season one, book one is what they call it. So book two, season two is Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to read the wiki because that was already done.
I didn't know if you wanted the wiki. Because for some reason, Avatar is very strange as they separate the seasons out into different sections. Like even in the, when you go to choose it on the website, it's separated into three categories. Book one, book two, and book three. Instead of having it all in one thing.
Yeah, I'm going to just assume it's because they call them books. Books, like,
right.
The creators called them that, so they just wanted to do it differently.
It's a separately, so I...
Because it really is a second season.
It takes place
right after the first
season. It definitely does, and I've never seen any other series built that way, though, so that's why I was just like, okay.
Yeah, just being special. I've seen it once or twice.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is technically the end of season two.
Yeah.
That's something. 59 episodes later, so...
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, Sean's not really into it today.
I was just napped, coughing, like, relax. Jeez. You said season two, I was thinking Avatar season two. I'm like, yeah, it's the end of season two.
Please. No, at the end of this our season.
I got it now, but like, it took me a second.
Yeah, we're almost 60 episodes in, so.
Yeah. Overall, it was far better than the first season.
Of course it was. I told you it would be.
But it's still a kiddie show.
Well, it's a kid show.
And especially in the beginning. It becomes more, I don't want to say adult, but there's more adult themes. It's more.
Mm-hmm.
This is impending.
And now you see why everyone says season two is better than season
one. It's better, sure.
But yeah, I guess I don't know. Have we ever done a season two of anything before? Oh yeah, I guess we did do it. So I guess we should start with last time.
They went and they did some water shit, and now they're doing some
yeah,
other shit.
They went to the, and Aang's just going around learning how to do elements and stuff. And at the end of the last season, he learned how to control water, and now pretty much this season is learning how to do earth.
Yeah, which he learns fairly early, probably about halfway, maybe a little earlier.
Yeah, I mean, if they're only going to do the season about it, might as well. I mean, I guess they took the whole season to get under the water.
The one thing I seem to not like is that once he starts learning, it's like, damn, he gets it really quick. Like, they made a point to make a whole episode, one episode where he learns it, and that's fine if you're going to do, not necessarily montage, but like, if you time skip a little bit, like, hey, it's been like 6 weeks and I still haven't gotten it. No, it's been like an hour or two and I'm really frustrated, but if you give me some positive reinforcement, I'll fucking click and I'll get it. And then bam, he's a master at it immediately as soon as it clicks. And it's like,
there should be
at least a learning curve.
There is a...
Even if his curves, you know, shoots up a little higher than others, which they said in the first season.
Yeah, there's that. And I mean, they do explain he had a little trouble learning earth because it was the opposite of air.
Yeah, for like literally...
Yeah, no, I got you. But it's also a serialized TV show that...
Yeah, no, I get it.
With other storylines happening.
They do other storylines pretty well. Things come and go, and they come back, and I haven't seen any plot holes or loose ends, really.
Yeah, and I told you, everything from that first season comes back.
Yeah, but it's very episodic in the sense that something's happening here, and it's gonna be resolved here.
Not necessarily.
For the most part. Most of it's like that. Calvin again. Sorry.
No, like, when he goes back to whole Ba Sing Se, that thing's still in the air. Like, that city's taken over by the
Fire
Nation.
There's I'm not saying there isn't overarching plots. There are. But most episodes are, at least until the last few, are, we need to go do something, and we're gonna finish it in this episode, like the Serpent's Trail, him training. I mean, there's just countless ones.
I guess. I mean...
Not that that's necessarily a bad thing, I'm just saying, I don't personally like a lot of things like that.
You don't like the episode? I know, we know we don't like episodic nature.
It got better with it in the season. I'm not saying it's terrible. The only other bad thing I think I can probably say is that especially for the first half of the season, it's very jokey and kiddy in the beginning of each episode, and then like it kind of gets you at the end. You know?
Yeah.
Like when the whole episode when they're in this underground library pretty much.
Oh.
It's all just, you know, whatever. They're just looking for some shit. And then at the end, his Aang thing, not Aang, his fucking mountain fucking lion
flying. Oh, the flying bison gets kidnapped. Yeah.
That's it. And then, you know, he freaks out. It's like, oh, okay. Like that's good storytelling at the end. But until then, it was just, eh.
Well, that whole flying bison thing's a whole story arc.
Yeah, which is actually probably my favorite part of the second season.
Looking for the flying bison. What did you think about the flying bison episode?
Oh, yeah. I was in and out of it. There was two or three episodes I was just kind of... There was one where it's like each character has like a 5-10 minute story to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the first two like, oh, this is an episode. I'm really interested. And then I noticed what was happening. happening. I'm like, oh, none of this actually matters.
Okay. And you didn't like the Flying Bison one?
No. Same thing. Like, you know, about halfway through the episode, I realized what was funny? Happening.
Those two episodes that you just mentioned are probably the two most popular episodes throughout the whole series. Because the Flying Bison episode is really, really dark.
It was.
And people really like how just follow what happened towards him and his escape and everything, and just how dark the episode actually was. And as
it just has nothing to do with the story.
It did have everything to do with the story.
He got out.
The whole Aang's whole thing is driven by finding that bison for the rest of the series. It has everything to do with
the story. Nothing to do with Aang.
And the Earth guys at the end use it as like a bargaining chip, essentially saying, you want your bison back, you stop doing this. It had a lot to do with the story.
Yeah.
No, it did. Yeah. And then the five episode, the five character thing, people like that because, well, the four outside stories were good within themselves. They were just little snippets. But the one with Iroh, everybody really liked. It was just going through the day, and then at the end, it was really sad when he goes and sings about his dead son and stuff like that, because that was actually a tribute to the voice actor, Mako, who had just died.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was like a really big touching idea. I mean, obviously, you didn't know that.
Yeah.
Going into it. And even though they did say, in memory of Mako at the end of it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
You didn't put
that could have been like someone's relative.
But yeah, so the voice actor who does Iroh dies there, and he actually doesn't. And in the third season, Iroh doesn't talk for like the first half of the season, just because.
Oh, that makes sense.
So they went out of their way to like tribute him and stuff like that. So people really liked that episode, and it's a good short moment and good like adult moment for the series.
My favorite part of that episode was the first part with what's her name, the blind girl,
Toph.
Yeah, Toph. I actually kind of like her. I'm sure a lot of people do. She seems to be like a favorite character for a lot of people, and that's just from watching the show, not from talking to anyone about it.
Right.
She's just a cool, really cool character. Yeah, she like puts makeup on and whatever. I don't know, I'm not care if I'm pretty. She starts crying. Uh-huh. It was dumb, nicely. And then she makes the girls making fun of her falling in the water.
So essentially we pick up where we left off, and the crazy Earth general guy is trying to make them learn how to go into the Avatar state.
Yeah. And tries to fight him and, you know, random stuff like that, but he needs to be in peril.
So he leaves there, and then they go, and I think they go to Ba Sing Seng after that, right?
Yeah, but it takes a while to get there.
I don't remember what the episodes
are. I mean, there's a couple random things. Like, in the beginning, it's really random. There's just a couple random things. Just really
random
most things. Of it really does not matter until close to halfway through.
And then it gets to Ba Sing Seng and realizes the teacher he was supposed to learn from can't teach him because he was kidnapped or his city was taken over.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes and they get trapped in that forest, which was very Star Wars. Did you feel that?
Yeah, it was very Star Wars.
Flying
over, they fall in, and then it's just a swamp.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. Visions.
It was very Star Warsy, but, you know.
He sees, like, a vision of Toph. Toph is the right. Bender who's eventually going to teach him.
Yeah, so he's seeing the future, and everyone else was seeing, like, past and stuff like that.
Yeah, things that were important.
Because he was the Avatar. And then they go and meet Toph, which was a wrestling episode, essentially. So you like Toph? The new character.
She seems pretty cool. I like her, and I like, what's his name, the kid that can't bend.
Sokka.
I like him a lot, too.
Yeah, they both get, actually, all the characters grow throughout the series, which is really nice. Aang's is pretty much, you know, same, but he's the hero, he's the main
protagonist. Most people connect with the main.
Right. You do, most of the time. So, yeah. And then, I don't know what happens. I forget what happens next.
Well, after they get her, they actually haven't gotten the Ba Sing place yet. It was a different city. They lose, what's his face? At the
tower,
sand.
Yeah.
And they're going to this tower. It's in the middle of the desert. They go in. Toph stays outside with the bison thing. And some people come and steal him.
Yeah, because she can't bend in sand.
Sort of can, but she's not very good at it.
Because, yeah, she's blind. She can only see with her feet, and sand makes it all fuzzy and stuff. So they have clever ideas with the bending and stuff.
They do. I have a bit of an issue, is that he's supposed to be the one that can bend everything. Can bend everything, man. There's a scene where he's in a metal cage. We'll learn how to metal bend. I wish I could metal bend.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They don't. At this point in the history of it, they don't know you can bend those things.
Oh, no one knows?
No.
Oh, see, they didn't explain that.
No one knows, yeah, because Toph actually learns how to bend metal
While she's in the cage.
While she's in the cage.
Later on.
The only person in the world that can do that.
See, yeah, they didn't explain that in the second season.
They did. You just weren't paying attention. They said it various times. They put her in a cage and says, no one can bend metal.
Oh, yeah, but that could just be them being idiots. You know what I mean?
No, but they mention it a few times that metal can't be bent.
Isn't there like a bloodbender?
How do you even know about that?
I've heard people, the show's been out forever.
Okay.
So, that's, like, I've heard people talk about
that's it. That's a third season thing.
I figured it was a third, because it didn't happen in the second season.
Yeah, no, that's a third season thing, and no one can do, well, one person can technically do that, but I'm not going to go into spoilers, because we're going to do that my next season.
Okay.
So, finish this off.
Unless it comes up in A.
Oh, so. But yes, and I lost my track.
No, we were talking about how she could bend, but I didn't know that she
could. So, yeah, they don't actually get in, only fire, earth, water, and air can be bent. At this stage and thing, it's not into core where they start mixing the magic.
I wouldn't say that they're the only things that can be bent. They're the only things that are
known to be bent. Yes. So
if people knew you could bend metal, I'm sure they'd be fucking trained to bend metal.
And that becomes like a part of like when they get into Legend of Korra and stuff, because that jumps like a lifetime in the future because Aang has to die for a new avatar to be appear. So it's a whole new generation, and that's where they start getting into that stuff.
Everything seems to have a connecting bent to it. So water can also be ice.
Mm-hmm.
Earth can be metal, fire can be lightning. What can air also be?
I don't remember off the top of my head, actually.
I wonder if there is something.
There might not be, but I'm pretty sure there is, because something, they can mix and match all the time in the show. Like, especially as the
if there isn't.
I mean, what you can you think of anything?
Off the top of my head, no.
Exactly.
I'm not sitting around for 6 months creating a show.
Exactly. I'm just saying.
But if you're going to give everything else an extension power, that should have one as well.
Right.
Anyway, they lose the bison. They sort of search for it. Aang gets depressed. But they have to, like, get to it. Because the information they got out of the library was that this eclipse is coming. And the Fire Nation will have any powers during the eclipse. The only one with bending powers that have a weakness.
No, it's not.
I guess the waterbenders have the moon.
Yeah, they had the moon. And then when the moon got destroyed, they lost their power. Too.
Did the moon get remade?
Yeah, at the end of the first season, one of the fire generals killed. Remember that the yin yang fish in the pond? They were gods or something.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he killed one of them, and the moon faded.
Oh, yeah, it was like the representation. Right. Of the
and
moon.
Then Sokka's girlfriend was part of the god thing, and she sacrificed her life to become that god, right. And it restored the moon. They all have their weaknesses. Mm-hmm. It's just.
Well, what's Earth? And the airs, for that matter.
Yeah, I think.
Or it just be fire and water that have a weakness.
They have.
I mean, I guess Earth has its own inherent weakness if you're on a boat in the middle of the ocean. You're fucked.
And same. They kind of counteract each other, whereas.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're underwater, you've always got air.
Right. But.
Even then, you could probably still have air because when there's mud and sand, what's her name? The waterbender girl. Katara, I think her name is.
Mm-hmm.
She can bend that because there's water in it. So if he's in water, there's a lot of oxygen in water. He should be able to bend it, even if he wasn't a waterbender, or at the very least pull the water out, because you can see that plenty of times, too. If water's in something, she can pull the water out of it.
See, I'm not sure what they go into when they go in there, because they go into a lot of different details. They go into a lot of different details and a lot of different things. Like, there's one point where, I don't know if it was in the second season, that, what's her name, Katara is trapped in a prison, and she doesn't have the water, so she starts using her sweat.
Nah, it wasn't the second season.
That wasn't the second one. Maybe that's in the third season.
Okay.
So she uses her sweat and realizes she can use that to waterbend. And each one, they start to come up with creative ways, and I lost track of what they explain and what they have, because there was so much of it.
I mean, f***ing pee.
Yeah, well, there's that too, but it's a kid show.
That's true.
So there are limits to what they can do.
I think they could, if it was a boy bender, it would probably be more acceptable for him to be, like, taking a lead, because, you know, they do that in kid shows.
Yeah,
and
I
then
guess.
He starts bending it, I feel like that'd be a bit funnier.
Yeah, I guess, but, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to comment on it, really.
Not that it really matters.
No.
But they get to the city, they end up getting the...
Was this the season that the,
I do not remember.
Because I watched it last week, and this is...
there's like, your memory.
Yeah, well, my memory is usually good, but, you know, not when I'm trying to decipher four seasons of a show in my head.
There's three seasons.
Yeah, well, there's three seasons, and then four seasons of Korra.
Yeah, no one cares about that.
I care about it. I like Korra.
Anyway, what were you asking?
Is this the season with the flying bison shed in?
Yeah, it was there.
That was this episode, too?
That's how they were fire girl.
Yeah, they kept chasing her, and they couldn't sleep and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. All right, I'm just trying to piece together what it was.
Yeah, but anyway, they get to the city. They try to tell the king, get in contact with the king, and then apparently they find out the king's a figurehead, and there's a guy actually controlling him. He's in the military.
There was some creepy stuff going on.
Yeah, there's some mind control stuff. There's some weird stuff going on at this party.
Yeah.
I think they're ever so slightly implying some adult themes.
Yeah. I mean, they were, like, brainwashing women in the city as, like, you know, tour guides, essentially. There is no war happening in this city.
Yeah, which itself is pretty dark theme, you know what I mean? But, obviously, there's other themes you can derive out of that. So, they're in conflict. They're trying to get contact with the king. They're trying to fight this guy. They end up finding the f***ing flying
bison. Mongoose. Well, no, not really.
They go into this temple to fight.
What's his name? The firebender.
Well, yeah. So, Zuko.
Zuko, right. Right.
Zuko finds him first. And it's like him. His redemption almost. Yeah,
kind of. Because he gets his redemption and then he takes it back.
What's stupid is, so he does that, he gets the bison, he gives him back, and then like he goes back to his tea house.
Yeah, the whole...
And has an episode of, like, internal conflict because he's changing his moral compass.
The fire, the fever that's happening.
That was fucking stupid.
I agree. That one was a little out
now,
there.
Now, they could have made that fine if they had just said something like his sister when he was sleeping or his dad put, like, a firebending trick inside his brain to... try and make it meaner.
No, I got you. But
that would have been alright or whatever.
But, you know, at the same time, they have this whole Chinese lore, yin and yang, chakra and stuff going on.
That was pretty terrible. Not that it really matters, but that was pretty terrible. But he comes out of it because the whole thing is he has to pick bad or good.
Yes.
He clearly picks good.
Right.
And he's settled into his life making tea, which was super.
Not really.
Yeah, it was stupid. He's a warrior prince that is heir to the throne. I'm going to make tea for the rest of my life.
You don't think people do that?
No.
They get tired of fighting and just like.
They usually go back.
No. Yeah. There are people.
And guess what? I have a itching suspicion that he's going to go back.
Well, there's.
Anyway, so he's a good guy, sort of.
Not really.
And then he has another defining moment, and he chooses to be a bad guy.
Yeah, well, kind of.
Well, that's what it showed in the season.
Well,
I
guess he did. He was kind of chose the side of good, but he still had.
How did he show side of good? He was fighting Aang.
No, my point is when he chose that before he betrayed everything.
Yeah,
they showed he chose good, but even then he still had this problem with being dishonored and problem with Aang as the Avatar. So even though he did choose that side, there was still that piece of him that he couldn't let go, essentially, is what they were saying.
I thought they were building up, because right before this episode, well, not right before, but earlier in the season, that he was trying to train for lightning. It's an extension of fire, but his trainer, his uncle, tells him, you have to calm your mind, you can't have conflict. So, during that episode, I thought that's what they were doing. They were calming his mind, they were fixing that so he could do lightning, and they didn't go anywhere with that in this season, maybe in the next season.
Oh, that wasn't this season?
No. All they did was, he showed him a way to redirect lightning, which didn't happen in this season. God damn it.
Actually, it did happen, but not with Zuko. Iroh redirected.
Well, it should be happening with Zuko.
Yeah, I know. But it's, you know, they were building up a story here.
Yeah, eventually. Which is fine. I'm not really knocking it for that, but it's like, I thought I would have seen it towards the climactic
I'm gonna go with your defense of Mobosuit Double Go.
I'm saying I'm not counting it against it. I just really thought that would have been in the season, considering they did it so much earlier and built it up.
Right, yeah, no, I know.
But it didn't.
Yeah. So, like, with the first season, this was an experiment, obviously. So, I think when they got to the second...
Yeah. So, this was a Nickelodeon TV show.
Right.
Nickelodeon never made a TV show like this before.
Right. So, when the first season almost has a complete story, though it has themes just in case it get renewed and stuff like that.
Yeah, like there's a war that you're in and all that crap.
Right. So I think when they got to the second season, they were pretty confident they were going to get more than what it was. That's why it seemed that... be more fleshed out and more driven long-term goals and stuff like that.
Yeah, I hear you on that. That makes sense.
So, I mean, and for a Nickelodeon show, it's really good.
Oh, it's fantastic for a Nickelodeon show. My God. It sucks because, like, you could tell that these episodes are ripped off of TV, mainly because the quality is bad, but also because you'll see the pop-ups for, like, the next episode that's going to air after this.
Uh-huh.
It'll be like, Jimmy Neutron, up next! It's like, fuck, man, I forgot how bad Nickelodeon was.
Well, that era of Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon, when we were very young. Yeah, when we were kids, was kind of awesome.
Yeah, that's the main reason why I haven't seen this before is because I watched Nickelodeon way before this came out.
Yeah.
This comes out, I'm not watching Nickelodeon anymore. Right. I'm watching, like, G4 Tech TV and stuff like that. And Late Night Adult Swim is the only Cartoon Network I was watching.
Right.
So, like, this was airing, and I'm like, ah, f*** that, it's a kid's show. You know, I'm a teenager.
Yeah, at that point, yeah.
Definitely something I should have
watched.
You're
an idiot.
It's fairly good.
we were idiots at that age, so. It's like, when we were watching Nickelodeon, we had, like, Ren and Stimpy and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Aw, Real Monsters, all that stuff.
And a lot of game shows, too.
Yeah, which disappeared. Yeah. And they sort of came back a couple years back from airing this. So like, right now it's 2019. Some of those shows came back in like 2015 and 16, and they just bombed. No one wants them anymore.
Well, I mean, it's hard to get into something like that this day and age when you have a thousand other things you can do.
I would love another Gladiator show. That show was fun.
No, there was two shows that I really like, game shows wise. I don't know why we're going off on this episode, but we're gonna do it anyway. Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah, that came back.
And did it?
Yeah, and it's fucking bomb.
Yeah, well, I liked it back then. And there was, I don't remember what it was called, but it was like a video game show.
Oh, I know what it is. Yeah. It's a Glitch or something like that. It was on I know.
It was like he was all on a board or something. Like
yeah, they were in the game.
Yeah, they were
in. Like, not just in the game, they were in, like, the networking components of the game. So, like, if you open up your computer and look at it, they were in that.
Yeah.
But at a micro level.
Uh-huh. And then, it, you know.
Megabyte, something like that. Megabyte might have been the bad guy. Something like that. I can't remember the name of it. But they came out with a sequel to it.
I'm not talking about a TV show. I'm talking about a game show.
Oh, game shows are on TV.
Yeah, no, but it wasn't like a series or anything. It was like a little game show where you answer questions and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that was not what I just described.
No, I was like, what are you talking about?
You were going along, you're like, yeah, yeah.
I was like, wait, huh? Because I was like, I was going along with the name and stuff, because I was like, it doesn't sound familiar, but anyway, so like, the kids were like, in a video game, they can't see what they're doing or anything, mm-hmm. but it was really cool for back then, anyway.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, sorry, back to Avatar.
Where were we? He turns bad. And there's some stuff in between that. They all separate and sort of get stronger, sort of. Aang has to go learn his Avatar state, fails at that. Because he doesn't have positive reinforcement.
Well, you know, that's not what happened.
That's exactly. If he had a little helpful nudge, like Katara said, he would have learned it.
Huh?
That's his issue with training.
Oh, that's his
when
issue
when he gets
with
stuck,
training.
He needs a little helpful nudge.
Yeah, but
he
that's not why he failed the Avatar
training. Exactly
train.
Why he got
no, the because the when he goes to open his chakras.
Yeah, for the last one.
The last one, he
can't get rid of her.
He has to let her go. That's not positive reinforcement. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
But if he had gotten that, right, if he had failed it, and then she was there to give him that little positive reinforcement or someone else, like, you know, the monk, if he had known to do that, he went on right back into it and passed it.
I don't think that's how it would have played out at all.
That's how it worked every other
he's
time
in
he
love with
something.
He's in love with
sure,
her, though.
But that is how it has worked every single other
yeah,
time.
But that's training. This is letting go of something that you care about inside yourself. It's not like, ooh, I can't do this. This is an inside internal thing, not an
and
outside.
It's easier to do when she's actually in danger to just give up on her. Because that's what happens in the last episode.
Well, no, it's because she was in danger that he failed in the first place. He went after her.
Yeah, but at the very last episode.
And the very last thing that happens, he does it because he sees that it's hopeless and it's the only chance he has. They were surrounded by, like,
he looks at her, he says, I'm sorry, because he has to give up on her.
Right, because there's 13,000 Earth soldiers in front of them, and they're surrounded. And
there's like 20.
Yeah, there's like 20, and then they got crazy.
And they've beaten all kinds
yeah,
of
but
overwhelming
they all,
odds.
But they have crazy ass Azula over there, and then Zuko is against them too, so they were dead.
They've gone
and,
against like 80, like
and,
nearly 100, I believe.
And Azula
point,
just.
And they just destroyed them.
And then.
Just fucking flicked their
even,
hands.
Even though he does that, Azula still almost kills them.
Yeah, I think the power levels is bullshit.
What?
In this.
Why?
Because again, like I was just saying, they went up against probably over 100 different earthbenders at one point trying to get to the king.
Yeah, but.
And just fucking wrecked them easily.
Because they
like, not, well, didn't even break a sweat. It was so easy. And then in this episode, there's maybe 20. Maybe.
Yeah, but.
And they can't take them.
Because there's more
less,
powerful.
There's one less of them. There's so Toph isn't there.
There's one less.
There's
and
one less. That's
Toph,
it.
Toph is.
Even if you doubled their strength, they still wouldn't. It still wouldn't matter.
But Azula and Zuko are on their level. So those other benders aren't on their level. So it does make sense if you put two people on their level and then outnumber them. Yeah.
You would only raise it a bit.
Yeah. It's let's go into a D&D analogy real quick. All right?
Sure.
Sure. All right. As a group.
Well, wait. Before we do that, the earthbenders were defending the castle. They weren't some weak little earthbenders that barely knew what they were doing. They were high level. They wouldn't have been there if they weren't.
Within the city, though. And they were run by an
surrounded
evil guy.
Surrounded by dirt. It doesn't matter if they're evil or not. They're still high level f***ing dirt bending.
They're high
people.
Level in comparison to within that city. That doesn't necessarily. They're not soldiers on the front line. No one has ever gotten that far into the city. They were relaxed. They were.
They didn't show that one bit.
What? The
one little bit did they express
that
anyway.
They said it several times throughout the show that no one's ever gotten through the
Sure,
walls.
But they never.
That's what the whole drill episode was about.
Drill episode.
Where Azula's drilling into the wall with that giant drill.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, and they failed to do it. That's the point.
They should have explained that a lot better then.
You can just surmise that.
Yeah, sort of, I guess. Not really.
All I'm saying is, like, to go back to my D&D analogy here, like, as a group of players, we can take probably 10 goblins, no problem, wipe them out. There, but if you throw a freaking dragon in there with those goblins,
dragon's not equal. Dragon's right. 10 times bigger.
How about put another party of equal strength in with those goblins? It makes it harder.
And well, a little bit, but only you would also be cutting the goblin numbers.
Yeah, but those goblin numbers would also help in distract and attack while the main you're focused on
doable.
The main.
No. I'm not good at D&D.
You're not good. I know.
I'm that good.
You're not good.
Anyway, they end up pretty much losing the fight and they run away.
Yeah, well, because Iroh's. Pretty much says.
And he looks like he's gonna have a scar on his back, even though she's sort of healed.
Iroh saves them essentially, and Zuko betrays his uncle, and it's a whole thing. And the Fire Nation now has the Earth Kingdom.
Yeah, they pretty much took over.
So they have pretty much everything at this point. So it's very Empire Strikes Back.
This is long before the eclipse, by the way, so they still have plenty of time to go do whatever they
want.
Yeah,
that's gonna, well, I was gonna say it'd be the like climax of the next season, but I don't think it is, actually.
Yeah. They capture the uncle, because the uncle kind of held the forces off so they could get away.
Right.
It was pretty good. It's a lot better than the first season, that's for damn sure. Before I give my rating, the one small thing that I really liked about it was there's a scene where you see Toph's feet in the dirty, because she always walks around barefoot. So, little attention.
You like the little
detail.
You always do like those little details.
Because that's how she sees
them. Right. Yeah.
I like that.
All right.
Anyway, my rating, I'm going to give it a 7. It's above average for the second season for sure. Better than the first one, but it's still kiddie. And until probably halfway, it's very jokey and kiddie. And like, I don't care about what's happening in this episode. And then at the end, they finish really strong. And then, you know, towards the end of the season, it's like every episode I kind of care about it.
All right. Well, mine is 1 point higher than whatever I gave it last time. I don't remember what it was.
Well, then you can't go look it up. You have to say.
We'll just go with 7 for now.
7?
Alright. Yeah, there's nothing to compare it to because it's just second season versus first season.
Yeah.
So, and obviously the second season is better.
I mean, if we were to compare it, this would be better.
This was easier or better. I guess that's it for this episode then. Mm-hmm. I think we covered it. We liked it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I do think the third season will be much better, but who knows.
Yeah, alright, we're gonna spin for numbers and
symbols.
Symbols and numbers, hashtag. Whatever. Yeah.
That's actually what it is. It's a hashtag on the...
Hold on 1 second.
On the list.
Hold on. We got a blank space in that wheel here. There we go.
Oh, okay. All right, go spin.
All right. See what we get.
There's not that many things.
No, because it's a small category.
Did it? Sean's pick.
It is.
Sean's pick is within it, right?
No.
Oh, that's just whenever?
Whenever you want.
So, I strongly feel that the picks need to stay within it.
That's what the choices are.
I'm sorry. The picks need to stay within the current alphabet.
Then this one would never get a pick.
This one?
Yeah, because this is...
Within the current... This is within A to Z, in my opinion. Symbols and A to Z is one alphabet, as far as I'm concerned.
You
for
can
our
do
season,
whatever
one season.
Whatever you want.
Well, I'm saying you need to do that, too. So if you have a pick from
no.
last season, you can't use it.
Well, I already used all my picks.
Good. So if you get a pick this season, you have to...
How about this? If a pick comes up, it's from whatever that letter onward. Like, if it's an L, from L to
Z.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It has to be a full letter choice.
Yeah, sure. It has to be a full letter
You just
choice.
Have to use it before the next alphabet thing comes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
No, you're saying L to Z. I'm saying L to L.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty close to what I'm saying.
You see what I'm saying?
That's fair. But we're not going to remember that. I'm not going to remember where I got my pick from.
I will.
you say that, you forgot some other shit.
Yeah, but I've also reviewed how many frickin' shows. Give me a break.
So I guess I'll hold it and make it another Gundam one just to piss him off.
Of course you will.
So I have to, for picks, I have to wait until the category that it's
the in. The letter in,
yes. Okay, cool. So we're just going to respin then.
All right, respin.
Watch me Sean's pick again.
The last time we got Sean's pick, you picked Your Lie in April. I just want to remind you.
Oh, okay. TJ's choice? I guess TJ's picking.
Choice is within the letter, so let's see what we got here.
Click on whatever you want.
Just go down the line here.
Which one?
No, don't go down the line.
In an alternate world.
Oh, hold on. Before we stop. Let's pause the episode here.
Why?
So, yeah, I just realized that I also had the choice last time, and I picked out Hex. So the numbers and symbols seem to really like me. So I'm actually going to choose 91 Days. Take it away, Sean.
Yeah, you're good. My throat is really scratchy. I've been coughing, drinking a lot of water.
All right. Well, it's only 12 episodes, and...
You know they do seasons sometimes.
Yeah, hold on. Let's make sure here. Yeah, it's only 12 episodes. During Prohibition, the law held no power, and the mafia ruled the town. The story takes place in Lawless, a town thriving on black market sales of illicitly brewed liquor. Avilio returns to Lawless after some time away, following the murder of his family in a mafia dispute there. One day, Avilio receives a letter from a mysterious sender, prompting him to return to Lawless for revenge. He then infiltrates the Vinetti family, the one responsible for his family's murder, and sets about befriending the Don's son, Nero, to set his vengeance in motion. Killing brings more killing, and revenge spawns more revenge. How will the 91-day story of those men gilded by tragic fate end?
Jesus.
Everything else looked like crap, honestly.
Yeah, it's a bit much in the description.
Yeah, I know.
Hopefully it's not in the
Everything
show.
Else, like there was Kanjiō 3D Real Girl. I don't think we want to watch that one.
Yeah.
There was this thing called 3X3, but that one only had like 4 episodes, mm-hmm. and it has a sequel for some reason. Mm-hmm. And then wanted to do Dot Hack again.
Yeah.
So.
We could have rewatched 801 TPS Airbats.
No thanks. We're not revisiting our first episode.
Hey, if we ever get super popular, we'll live stream us rewatching it.
Okay. Sure. Because that'll ever happen.
That'd be funny, though.
But yeah, that one first episode, 801 TTS Airbats, really showed how bad anime could be. Mm-hmm. So, and we had a string of bad ones for a while there, if you remember.
I do.
It was so bad until we got Eden of the East. Mm-hmm. So it was like, this show really hated us in the beginning.
Yeah, a little unsteady whether we were going to continue this. Just terrible anime after terrible anime.
It was breaking us at a certain point, so. But yeah, so we're going to do 91 Days.
All right, guys, next episode.
All right, until then, talk to you later. Bye.